The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
The world's best-selling cookie, do you know what it is coming out with a new flavor. Otto will give us all the details and food news. Hot as hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
All right, so earlier this week, Instagram announced in a statement that teen accounts will default to only see content with a PG-13 film rating. I got so excited. I was like, this is so good. But there are other people who have been monitoring their various releases of safe content and said nothing's worked. I just don't feel like this will either. And that's why they keep rolling out new safety things to keep kids safe, whether it's TikTok or YouTube.
I mean, when you make it as easy as just changing your birthday to get past it, that's not really a safety device.
But it is safer than what I grew up on. And that was like open end internet, which where you could do the same thing. And that was way wilder than these kids now.
Well, it's still kind of like that, to be honest. The algorithm can take you anywhere. It's really, here's what I'm going to say. It's up to parents to monitor and put parental controls under kids' phone. Unless the government intervenes, as they have with seatbelts and, drinking and driving and things like that.
And they have
in certain cases, right? Certain schools are not allowing phones in. Unless the government intervenes, you really have to stay on top of this as a parent.
I'm really interested to see where that civil suit with New York goes, because they're suing social media platforms for mental health damage.
Oh.
So I want to see where that goes.
I think they'll win because, from Meta to TikTok to all these other platforms, they've hidden for years that these sites cause emotional damage to our kids. So we'll see. All right, what do we have for food news? DJ Automatic.
The Oreo Joy Red Cream Cookie is out.
Let's go.
It's the new holiday edition of the Oreo, and it's got winter-themed designs on the wafers. I mean, there's not really any difference between it because it's just the normal vanilla cream, but just with red tint in it.
And I know it's not even Halloween yet, but I'm getting chills because it's all about this season, right? It's spooky season, then you get turkey season, then you get Jesus's birthday.
And Anthony A's birthday.
Yes, Anthony A's birthday. Now, I want to push back a little bit with Oreo. All right, I'm a big fan. I grew up on a double stuff. Love me some Oreos.
I like the plain.
I don't know about these other razzle-dazzles on these new flavors that they're throwing out there.
Why?
Because it's just too much, bro. I think what they should do is take the Arizona iced tea approach, and they just work on limiting down their prices. We don't need these different variations.
Yeah, because these are like $5.59 or something. Yeah, I'm like, dang.
Come on, bro. Come on, dude.
Can we get a $3.99 price?
I mean, have you seen the price of candy bars lately? Have you seen the price of chips lately?
That's why we don't have any chips or candy bars in our pantry, Automatic. I have.
When I do buy them, I don't look at the price because there's already enough internal guilt going on.
All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right, let's go ahead and kick it off with Forgiven X Day. Speaking of internal guilt, today's the day to move past things and say, hey, I'm sorry for whatever it is. Let bygones be bygones.
In the words of the great philosopher Ariana Grande, thank you. Next.
Nice. Well done, Dana. Well done. And we also have National Poetry Day, so I just want to say shout out to all the poets out there.
Yeah.
And I was raised in hip-hop, and it's rooted in poetry.
I think it is poetry, So is music in general.
Yes.
If you really think about
Agreed.
It. Somebody's telling a beautiful story.
Ooh, speaking of poetry and motion, let's talk about National Pasta Day.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to wrap it up right there, boy. National Pasta Day on Friday.
Pasta? What are we doing here? My famous chicken spaghetti. I've talked about it over and over. I'm finally putting the recipe up here. Let me tell you something. It is not healthy.
Yeah.
It is not real Italian. It is, however, delicious.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are you changing who you are for your new person? They met you a certain way and now they want you to be different. The question I'm asking is because of the down of the DM. Ben, he sent me a direct message on Instagram and he said, I bought my girlfriend a gift. I bought her a computer. I was like, oh, Jocelyn, that's her name. She must be so happy. But here's the thing. I have a feeling, now that we know what happened, that he wanted to monitor her. Because he said, well,
from the beginning.
Yeah, I swear. Because he's like, I see all the messages and she's talking to this guy. It's not right the way they're communicating. It was work. It was all work. It had nothing to do with her trying to meet with some
man. He was making
man.
Stuff up in his head.
Totally.
He was insecure.
Yeah, it did not go down to the DM.
I heard you say, let me check my calendar.
Okay, you know what? If you don't stop right now, I swear to God, I'm just ending this relationship, okay? This is ridiculous.
It's already over, isn't it, huh?
Okay, if that's what you want, I'm fine with it. Maybe that's why you made this call. This is just really embarrassing.
You're embarrassed of a little phone call, but you're cool showing off to everyone on your own.
What? Don't even call me again, you never even talked to you.
All the things he loved before. Oh, suddenly, I don't like those photos. I don't like what you're doing. You liked it before. It's something when it comes to compromising. Everybody has to compromise in a relationship. Control is different. Telling you I don't like the way you look now. I don't like what you're doing. When you certainly liked it in the beginning.
And well, that's what attracted him to
yes.
her.
Oh, and this point. Is part of yeah. her job. She's talking to someone who's a client. She's not talking to someone and being out of pocket and trying to meet up with him and do anything wrong. My girlfriend Q and I just had like a 2-hour conversation. I didn't realize that she was single suddenly. The last I knew, she was engaged. I hadn't talked to her. And then I see her on Instagram and she's talking about her ex. And I was like, oh my gosh. Uh-oh. So I sent her a text. Dun, dun, I said, dun. Are you okay? And then we just started talking and she said, Dana, I tried to change who I am.
For him.
So she was married for like 20 plus years. They got a divorce. And then she was single for quite some time. And then she met this new man and she was so happy. Remember Autumn when she called me? Met this guy, dated 2 years, and then got engaged. And she said, everything he loved about me in the beginning, suddenly he didn't want me to do anymore. Don't like the way you dress. Don't like your wigs. Don't like that you follow this many people on social media. Don't like that you talk to this guy on social media, who were friends, by the way. And she said, I tried to make him happy for a year. They went to therapy. She said, I stopped getting on posting. I just didn't even realize. That's why I hadn't seen her on social media. She stopped posting for him.
I just Ooh. Realized she's been back on social media in like the last like month or so.
So they broke up and she said, Dana, calling off the engagement to this man was more difficult than my divorce to my husband of over 2 decades. Because she said, you know, the marriage fizzled out. Both parties were in agreement. It wasn't going to work. This, he still wanted to be with me and I still loved him, but I realized I cannot change who I am.
He wanted to control her.
Well, everything she would change, he would up the ante.
Oh.
Oh, now do this.
Yeah. If you
now
give,
do that.
You give him an inch, they want to take a mile for that.
So
right?
It's not, you know, that's the thing. It wasn't her. It was him the entire time. Yeah, she could have done anything and he wasn't going
to be happy.
It's
him feeling low about himself for whatever's going on internally with him.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with her at all.
And like Otto and I, we definitely compromise on things, right? There's certain things that I do that, you know, because, or that I don't do because I know make him feel uncomfortable, same thing. But in the end, we're the same people we were.
Yeah, I ended a relationship for something similar to, not similar, but I had a girlfriend for a while, that obviously way before Dana.
Obviously.
Didn't, like, I have a college degree, and I was a DJ, and she wanted me to drop DJing and find
get
another career.
Get a real job
that her parents could be proud of.
And when you met her, were you already DJing?
I was already DJing. I was already in the radio.
Oh.
And I was like,
and this is the beginning of your career, so I'm sure, you know.
I wasn't making that much money. She was like, but you have a degree. You could go pursue something else. You're a smart guy. You can make a lot of money doing this, this, and this. And I was like, but this is what I want to do. I don't want to do that. That's not what I'm interested in. I want to pursue this career.
She wanted to change you.
She wanted to change me. She wanted to change. And then and then the clothes came, and then she wanted to change my hair. But I guess that's what every woman does, because Dana does that to me, too.
Whatever. I didn't change you. I upgraded you. There's a difference. Have you had to change for somebody? Did you try it, and it just didn't work out? You realized nothing's going to make this person happy. And what kind of advice would you give? I mean, I guess they're broken
next
up.
Next to the
right?
next. That's what I say.
It's easier said than done, Otto.
True.
It's a lot easier said than done, because when you're in there and you love somebody, like my friend Q.
Yeah, but if they really love you, they're going to support what you want.
And not try to change you into something that they think you should be.
Exactly. I mean, every circumstance is different.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so we're talking about tracking people. It could be illegal. And then, of course, changing yourself for somebody else. I just don't think it's a good idea. If they met you one way, you should at least be able to keep 80% of your identity. Everybody has to give a little, but come on. Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Who is this?
Hi, it's Karina. This is my second time calling this week.
Karina,
I
love you. I love you too. I've been waiting for you all week, girl. Where you been? Okay. Obviously, you have an opinion on this whole situation. What are your thoughts?
I just think that the guy was really insecure, and I'm coming from a place like of experience. So I told you guys my story before. Like, me and my husband have been together for 8 years now. We got pregnant, quick, blah, blah, blah. But at the beginning, what attracted him to me was that I was really independent. And then all of a sudden, once he, like, had me, you know, quote, unquote, he was like, all of a sudden, me being a baddie was the problem. And I was like, no, sir, because everybody wants one till they have one. And then they want to change her. And so I just cut that right from the root. And I was like, look, listen, if you're going to have an issue with me being so independent, being so self-sufficient, being so, like, making more money than you and whatever else, because at the time, I still used to work. Mm-hmm. I was like, then this is not going to work. You need to figure it out now. Don't waste my time. And guess what? We both ended up compromising, like you said, with Otto. Mm-hmm. We ended up compromising, but I did not allow him to tell me, you can't do this, you cannot do that, you
Thank
cannot
you.
Do that.
You're not, that's not your father. Well, exactly. This is exactly. a partner, not a father.
She laid down the rules.
And I never listened to my father anyway, so.
Karina! So, did you know, when you said the money thing, I think that a lot of people do have... Not a lot, but some men are intimidated by a woman who might make more money. How did he finally come to terms with that? Did he realize, oh, wait, this is our money, not just your money?
Yeah, when I started, he's a foodie, so whenever I started taking him out to eat a lot, he was like, yeah, okay, I'm probably okay with it.
They say a way to a man's heart is his stomach. Who knew buying him food is as good as making a homemade meal? It's the right? same, exactly.
You could have wined and dined me, Dana.
Oh, whatever. I didn't even know anything about that. Otto's the one that showed me all about fine dining and all that stuff. But I'm glad everything worked out. You laid it on the line in the beginning, and now how many years you've been married? 8 years now, right?
8 years, and yeah. I told him, I was like, I love you so much, but I love me more, first of all. We're just starting out, so please don't waste my time. Like, I do want to be with you, and I want to have a family, but I'm not going to not be myself to make you comfortable. And that's why you love me, right? That's what attracted you to me. So then why are you trying to change me? That doesn't make any sense.
Karina, when you just said that, you know, I just mentioned my friend Q, who went through this horrible breakup with her fiancé. She had the same conversation, and he was just unwilling. He would say, yeah, yeah, and then he would try to change her again. And she said it was the hardest thing to break it off because you just said, I love you so much. It's hard, right? I mean, you were willing to walk away, but you knew it was going to hurt, but you were standing on business. You were like, whether it hurts or not, I'm not going to put up with it.
Yeah, and I think it's important to give them the opportunity to let you be you, but also it's important to know when it's time to just move on because...
Yeah.
If you keep telling, the thing is when you tell them at the beginning, oh, well, I'm not going to be putting up with this, and then you do put up with it, and you don't do anything about it, there's no consequences to their actions. They're like, okay, well, let me push a little harder, see how that's going to happen. And I experienced that in previous relationships. And so it's important to know when it's time to walk away, when they're not going to respect you, when they're not going to be there for you or whatever. So
I think that comes with maturity too. You learn from those past relationships, right? And you're like, I'm not repeating this again in your next one. Karina, thank you so much for calling. We love you. You better call five times a week, okay?
All right, bye.
Bye.
I got sad when she said that because I thought about my friend who was so in love with this man and had to give him up. She told me, she said, moving my stuff out of his home, like going through that was so hard, but she did not want to compromise who she is as a woman. And that whole year, her changing, her being off of social media, trying to make him happy, he still wasn't happy. So why continue?
I think a lot of men are attracted to powerful women because of that. Like, because the aura.
And you know my girl Q. She, like, she's walks a in a room woman. Very, very
but,
powerful.
Like this woman said, you know, being attracted to one and actually having a baddie is
that's a whole
two different stories.
877-730-DCS1. What lessons did you learn in a past relationship that you applied to your successful one now?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to talk about a family who was saying goodbye to their pets. They were so sad. Have to leave the pets behind. Otto hates leaving Lord Oliver Cromwell of the Rolando clan. Anytime we have to leave the cat, he's like, oh my God.
A lot of pet parents hate that.
Yeah, it's hard, right? It's hard. So they're on their way, you know, to travel and do their thing. And WKRC caught up with his family. And the reason why they did is because their adventure went viral because of what the pet did.
The DiNardo family was all ready for their big trip to New Hampshire for a marathon, then on to New York City. They said their goodbyes to their pets and locked up the house. Little did they know, one family member had a secret plan. Their cat, Ray Ray, had no intention of being left behind. As the van rolled out of Katanning, climbed hills, and sped down Interstate 80 at 70 miles per hour, Ray Ray was right there with them on the roof.
We had driven for 2 hours and needed to stop for gas. My husband gets out of the car, obviously, to pump the gas, and is like, oh, the cat is on the roof. And we're like, what do we do? We're already so far into the trip. We have a long way to go to get to New Hampshire. And my husband says, well, he's just going to have to come with us.
We got to go get Ray Ray all his things.
It was just like his whole adventure.
So they went out and they went shopping for Ray Ray the cat.
The roof cat.
The man was going to run a marathon. The cat ran the marathon with the cat dad. They visited all kinds of national monuments. It became a viral sensation. What will Ray Ray the cat do today? Nobody cared about the kids or the family.
Oh, man, dude.
And so it inspired the woman to write a book. She's writing a series, Ray Ray the Cat's Adventures. Everywhere he visited will be a new book, a children's book.
That's what's up, dude. Curiosity didn't kill the cat. It got him 2 million views.
Exactly. It got him a whole book series. He's a superstar
now. That's not a scaredy cat. That's a top cat.
I thought that was one of the cutest
stories. I can't believe it didn't fall
ever.
Off.
Oh, can you
70 miles per hour on the roof? That's
you know, I swear, when I heard that, I thought she was... Otto says doing 70. He's probably doing 90 the whole way. Poor cat, just frightened to death. He probably felt so guilty. But in the end, they had a great time and the cat even a better. And now he'll be their travel companion.
Wait, you said the cat ran the marathon with him?
Yes, he put him in a little sack and ran with the cat.
Like one of those cat backpacks?
Yes.
Impressive to do the marathon, but with a cat on your back, more impressive.
So anyway, the cat's gone viral. And I guess when the books come out, we'll give him away here. No, I don't know. I don't know if we'll have books. Give away or not.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.